Take your Bible with us this evening and turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse number 1 down to verse number 3, and also Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 down to verse 17 is where we'll take our reading tonight out of God's Word. As you're turning there, I want to say it's an honor to be here tonight. Could I just say thank the Lord for what I seen Wednesday night here? Man, it just amazed me how the Lord blowed in this place and just helped hearts, and it just thrilled my soul. I was scheduled to preach that night, but the Lord Jesus Christ showed up and showed out. He always does a better job than preachers them can be preaching 50 years. He can show up 5 minutes and do a lot more what we can do. I'm glad I'm saved tonight, ain't you? I'm glad I'm saved. And I want to say to all the preachers here tonight, I'm so thankful that I'm in your midst. I really mean that. I love the preachers. I love God's men. And did you not enjoy the good singing tonight? Amen. Amen. Thank you, singers, for not being just about show. No, it's real. I appreciate what I seen. Maybe one day I can get you come down to Tullahoma, Tennessee, and maybe sing for us. But I appreciate the singing we heard tonight. Appreciate your testimony, Granny. If that's all right, I can call you Granny too. Amen. And I appreciate your pastor. I appreciate you, Pastor. He's a godly man. I appreciate him, and he means a lot to me. He's helped me through the years, what years I know him, and I appreciate him, and I love him, and I appreciate that God has put us together. And not only him, but some of the men of this church that God let me get to know, and some of the families. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you, Brother Scott, for taking me in your home and showing me the hospitality that you showed me this week in your family. And I appreciate it, brother. I love you all my heart. And amen. I appreciate it. Amen. Well, let's get right into the message tonight. Psalms chapter 19, verse number 1, down to verse number 3. David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge." What's that mean? The psalmist David could look up in the galaxy and see that there is a God that showed his handiwork and his knowledge. In other words, this earth did not go out with a, or happen with a big bang. Verse 3, "There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." Wow. Amazing to me. Look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. "Unto the angel of the church of the Laodicean write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that are neither cold nor hot. I would thou would work cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and I have air conditioner, padded pews, money in the bank, money on CDs. And I have need of nothing of thee." Listen to what the Lord says. "Thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Thank you for standing reverence to the Word of God. You may be seated. For you Bible students, you're aware of the fact that this, I believe, is one of the greatest verses that the sweet psalmist penned down, to where we can realize and see that there is a planetarial system in the galaxies that humanity is apart from. Right. Would you agree with me, ladies and gentlemen, tonight that we are living in a day of infidels and God deniers and evolutionists that's creeped in our school systems and our colleges have portrayed to our young people that there is no God? Right. May I say tonight, whether you believe there's a God or whether you believe there's no God, it makes no difference to me, because the Word of God does declare, God, that there is a God in heaven. That there is a God that knows all things. That there is a God who's almighty. There is a God who gives the breath of life. There is a God who is the God of creation. There is a God to fear. There is a God that will judge one day. There is a God who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning to the end. I want to say thank God. Not only do I know that there's a God in my intellect, but I know there's a God in my heart. It was happy day, when Jesus saved my soul one day. And listen, I'm glad to tell you tonight that I know that there's a God. Even though there's a God in heaven, he's a big God. But yet what amazes me, he's so small that he can live in my heart. And I appreciate there is a God that I can call unto, that can help me in time of need. I'm glad there's a God that, beloved, that he's on the main line and you can tell him what you want. Listen, I serve a God. Listen, beloved, the line's not busy. He'll not put you on hold. But he's a God who's a God and his ears are open to the cry. I say, bless the Lord of my soul, for God, it's like that kind of God. He's a God that's not dead, but he's a God that's alive. He is a God. Hallelujah, and I'm glad for that. If some of you take off the brakes, get in this service and realize that it's God that put food on the table. It's God put shoes on your feet. It's God helped your babies. It's God took you out of harm's way. And listen, you can be here tonight. You know you should have been dead. You know you've been held tonight with your back broke. But ain't you glad the wind blowed? Ain't you glad God come by and dealt with your heart? Saved your soul. Wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Listen, I thank God there is a big God. There is a God, and I'm glad for that. And I appreciate what the Lord has showed us in our text tonight. It is here in verse 2 of the psalmist. Listen what he says. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. God is put the atmosphere or this planetary system in the galaxy so that you and I can look up and see that there is a God. There is a God. And listen, I'm not ashamed of God, if you please. And listen, we can look at the stars and the moon and the sun and realize that there was a God in 6 days created this earth. And listen, beloved, I'm glad I know him this evening. He's a big God. And there we can look up and see that there's a planetary system up there that humanity is a part from. Let me give you the 9 planetary systems with the help of the Lord tonight. There's 9 planetary systems out in the galaxies. And the first 3 I want to mention tonight is they're called Mercury, Venus, and Earth. I want to tie these 3 planets. We'll name them the hot planets, if you please. Mercury, Venus, and Earth. These 3 planets is closer to the sun. The next 3 planets I want to bring to attention tonight is Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. These 3 planets, we'll title them the lukewarm planets. They're not so closer to the sun, if you please. The next 3 planets we'll complete the 9 tonight is Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. These 3 planets, we'll call these the cold planets. You got the hot planets, you got the lukewarm planets, and you got the cold planets. It is here in our text, according to Revelation chapter 3, that the beloved John, who was a man that loved God, and John was getting a revelation here in Revelation chapter 3, that is a typology, if I could use that word, according to, maybe a typology to like our planetary system, if you please. You see, here was a church of Laodicea that they had everything that was going their way. They had all the money, the 401k, sold money on CDs, padded pews, air conditioners, if you please, in our time. But yet here, God said, I got someone against you. What is that, John? You lost. You lost your first love. Come on now. No, he didn't say you lost your first love. He said you left your first love. And here we find God said, because you're too big for your britches, Church of the Laodicean, that you made me sick because you once was hot. And now you become lukewarm. And now you are cold on God. With the help of the Lord tonight, this is what I'm going to preach on. What planet
are you on? What planet are you on? I want to say number one, I want to look at the first planet tonight. These three planets that I deal with tonight, they're the hot planets. The first one I'm going to deal with tonight is the planet Mercury. The Greek and Roman mythologists called Mercury the messenger planet that brought good news, that always brought good news. Can I say that we need Christians in our church that always wants to bring good news? I'm telling you, I've never seen such a time and hour that we've got Christians that's negative, and they're negative, they're negative, they're negative, and they're negative, and they're negative, and they're negative, and they're negative. They're no positive in them. Listen, I'm telling you, we need some Christians that's positive. We need some Christians that just loves God. We need some Christians that's hot for God. You remember the first time you got saved? Listen, you couldn't get enough God. You won't tell everybody about a somebody who can take a nobody and make them a somebody. What we need, beloved, is our love rekindled. We need a romance with Christ tonight. And listen, now we need some Christians that will get hot on God again, beloved. Hot for their singing. Hot in their, listen, hot in their singing. Hot in their worship. Hot in their preaching. Listen, hot for God. Hot in their shouting. Hot in their supplications to God. Listen, what we need is some hot Christians. Hot for God. By the way, what planet are you on? Hot for God. Young people, the best advice I can give you is just fall in love with God. Nothing like the romance of God. I'm telling you, we'll shake our head. We'll throw our hands out. But when the preacher gets to preaching, listen, we'll get the lockjaw. We want to say, hey, man, I tell you, I like a crowd out there and say, preach it, brother, rightly preach it. Tell it like it is. Hey, friend, I want you to know, I like the old-fashioned Holy Ghost preaching. Preaching. I ask God this year to let me burn for God. I want to burn out for God. I want to stay hot for God. And what you need to do is get hot for God. And let God use you and burn you for the glory of God. What planet are you on? And look, a lot of us tonight looks like that we're on some other planet. What planet are you on? Are you hot for God? What about it, young people? Are you hot? If I recall, Wednesday night, some of you said you was tired of this dark cloud that you had hanging over you. What's wrong tonight? What's happened to the night? What's happened to you? You said, I never seen a service like that in a long time. God's not dead. What happened to you? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what's happened. We're not hot for God. We're too busy trying to make ourselves hot for ourselves. Worry about our own dinner. And we're not worried about what God has in store for the church. We need some hot Christians for God. Let me tell you something. We got some business here, no doubt, tonight. I want to say, if you're in a dead church, please take a hike, friend. I won't give you a plug nickel for a dead church. What's bad is when visitors come in here and we act like God's dead and they leave the church, I'm going to tell you what it does. It hardens their heart. By the way, this church is not of God, if you please. God ordained it, but when you leave this building, God's not in here. God's in you. What planet are you on? What planet are you on? When's the last time you just throwed up a white flag and said, I surrender all, Lord? Man, did you bring out white flag? Anybody got a white handkerchief here tonight? Anybody got a white napkin? Won't you do this for me? Just throw your handkerchief up tonight or your white napkin and start waving for God. You know what that's symbolizing? I'm surrendering all. I give up, Lord. I just want to be hot for you. Come on, don't doubt me. Tell you what. How you go, young man? That's right, young boy. Wave it to God. Just give it all to God. Just make your mind up in this 20th anniversary of the Jubilee. Say, I'm going all the way with God. I'm going to give it all out, God. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to be hot for God. By the way, what planet are you on? Number two. The second planet I want to look to is the planet Venus. The Greek mythologists called Venus the love planet. That's what the Romans and Greek, they prayed to for love. What's amazing to me when somebody gets saved for God, they get hot for God. They're on fire for God. And when they get hot for God, they just love everybody. It's amazing how when you get saved, you're on fire for God. And listen, somebody can listen, say something to you on the job, or somebody can stay long at the red light. You don't care. You just say, love. You'll say, bless them, Lord. They didn't mean it. But you go a long time in this way, and you walk with God for a while. And what happens? We get too big for britches, and we think that God owes us something. And somebody stays at the red light a little longer than what we thought. Man, we'll be on the horn. We'll cuss them out. We'll turn green. And listen, I turned green this week before I got up here on a guy I got to confess. Listen, I'm preaching this message myself. I was sitting on the phone at Tractor Supply and mind my own business with a phone call that somebody's passed away. And this man was calling me, telling me about it. And me and my wife were sitting there together. And all of a sudden, here come a man out of the truck. And he started looking at me and started cussing me. I could read his lips. And I thought, man, I know he ain't cussing me. And that guy on the phone said, what? I said, I know he ain't cussing me. And he just got quiet, man. I watched him. He was doing this sign language. And I mean, I couldn't figure out what was going on. But I tell you what happened. The old Bobby T come out and the flesh started to rise. I jumped out of the truck and I said, I know you ain't cussing me, buddy. This is what I said. I said, you cuss me one more time, I'll beat the devil out of you in the name of Jesus. He looked at me like I was crazy. I tell you what, beloved, we're living a time that nobody wants to admit they're wrong anymore. Nobody wants to admit that they're sorry no more. But I tell you, I won't keep the love in my heart. I can love the drunkard on the street. I can love the harlot on the street. I can love the drug addict. Thank God that God put the love of Christ in me when I got saved. Oh, yeah. The love of Christ. Oh, by the way, what planet are you on? You have a love in your heart? Has the church got the love in this place? Think about it. We're too busy competing in the song service. Our young people, they're too busy of trying to see who's got the best friends or who's got the most friends. And they got teaching in our youth group. They got teaching in their songs. Now, they might not hear. But a lot of places we go, we know that's to be true. Singers, they just get, listen, they get tension in them. Wonder who's got the best touch. Wonder who's got the best song. Wonder who we react more to that song. How about just loving everybody like Granny? She didn't care. She didn't care if you laughed or cried or throwed your hand in the air. All Granny wants to do is you just love everybody. That's what God wants you to do. Just love everybody. I'm glad God could take a man off of Budweiser and put a Bible in his head. He's able to talk him off of dope and put him on hope. He's able to take him off of pills and give him a thrill. God can put the love in your heart that you need. By the way, what planet are you on? What planet is this church on? Sure looking pretty tight in here tonight. I know I got the right message, so I'm all right with it. Sorry, preacher. Just the way it is. I'm no dummy. Well, maybe to some of you I might be, but we're too busy trying to love something else, the things of this world, than having the love of God in our heart. Oh, yeah. Slightful man, according to Ephesians, he says, children, to be not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. He said, there's slight of men out there. Listen now, slight of men. In other words, they're trickers. They're like gambler players, if you please. They'll do whatever it takes to get the job done. They're slightful men. Hey, Mr. Slightful Man, I'm Bobby Lee King, and I preach in a jubilee here at Rogersville, Tennessee, and Pastor Rackley's the pastor there, and I was wondering if you could tell me, Mr. Slightful Man, what do you do to get people out? This is his reply. What do you do to get people trapped? Well, he would say, Mr. King, I don't really get people trapped. It's just I throw it out there, and they make the choice with it. And there's one thing Mr. Slightful Man's doing to pull our young people out, and that's the opposite sex. Yes, sir. Right. Oh, yeah. Amen, the chiseled jawline and the cold butter figure, if you please. And yet, beloved, we're spending more time trying to love the things of this world than having the love of Christ in our heart. Oh, yeah. You better be watching them women and them men, young ladies and young men. Let me tell you something. The devil will slide you a counterfeit in and wreck your life forever. Oh, yeah. How's your love? You stay close to Jesus with your love. Listen, you'll be able to discern what the will of God is for your life. What planet are you on? What planet are you on? You see, Matthew 5:44 says, "But I say unto you, hate your enemies. Shoot them with a shotgun if they despitefully use you. Run over them with a bus if you don't like them." Oh, no. "But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them that despitefully use you." Where is the love? At one time, you was heart for God. You loved everybody. At one time, the preacher would give an altar call and the church would fill up. But now we don't do that now because we love fishing, we love hunting, we love shopping. Come on now. It's a shame that we're in a day where people will miss the house of God over Fifi the dog and Heathcliff the cat. Setting a tree stand, wheezing in the morning, wheezing in the days, wheezing in the evening, and we'll even miss church just to try to kill that 10-point bug. Y'all crazy! Tell you what the problem is, you lost your love. Am I not right, Granny? Oh, by the way, what planet are you on? Number three, the third planet I'm going to deal with tonight is the planet Earth. The Greek and Roman mythologists called the Earth planet the reproduction planet. Did you know Earth is the only planet that brings reproduction? Of all the other eight planets, only Earth brings reproduction. And listen, the earth is not satisfied with the rivers running through it. The earth is not just satisfied with the moon hanging down on it. And listen, the sun beat down on it. The earth is only satisfied when it's bringing reproduction of new life, new plant life. So it is with a Christian. When you get hot for God, you fall in love with Christ. Only thing's going to satisfy you is bringing somebody to Jesus. Listen, I'm not just satisfied preaching. I'm just not satisfied singing. I'm just not satisfied taking up the money for God's church. Only time I get satisfied when I bring a lost, condemned sinner to the house of God and they get saved by God's grace. That's what satisfies me. What's satisfying you? What planet are you on? Where's your love for the sinners dying and going to hell? Where they at? At one time when you got saved by God's grace on fire for God, you couldn't tell it enough. You want to tell everybody. What about it, young people? You trying to look more for a boy in these days, you single ladies, rather than looking for the souls of men? You want the paragon in your life? You want a revival in this church? You want God to do something? It's up to you. Duh. It's up to you. You remember this church? It's up to you. Where's your love? Who you bringing to Jesus Sunday? Who you bringing to Jesus the next Jubilee? We're too busy competing with one another. We've got to learn the only time we'll be satisfied with our walk with Christ is bringing somebody to Jesus. Oh, I'm going to dig her out, friend, with the help of the Holy Ghost. And you know I'm telling it right. You know some of you done got the pooch map because I done got on your shotgun, your deer hunting, your quail hunting, your coon hunting, and everything else. Sorry, Brother Ackley, I'm just preaching what God gives me. Oh, yeah. We spend more time running to the ball games and the cheerleading practice. And listen, we love those things rather we love the house of God. Now you say, preacher, God, I love my family. God understands that. Yeah, I understand that. Oh, yeah. The books are going to be open one day. He's going to open the books and step up here. Where was you at this night? Well, Lord, me and my family was at ball games while revival was going on. And I know you understand, Lord. Do you know that there's a time in this man's life that he can't pastor with joy? Go read the book of Hebrews. I've been in this thing for 3 years, and I don't know nothing. I don't know half the stuff you know. But I know this. There's some I just can't pass through with Joey because they won't show up to halftime. Oh, by the way, what planet are you on? Are you bringing somebody to Jesus? You'll bring them, listen, you'll take your buds to the lake, to the rivers, and you'll brag on them how many fish you catch. But you ain't brought nobody to Jesus in probably a year now. Oh, by the way, what planet are you on? You once was hot for God. You once loved everybody. And you once couldn't get enough people in this place to pack it out where they could hear some old-fashioned preaching, powerful preaching, the gospel of preaching that saves sinners. What planet are you on? We can shout, smile, throw our hands in the air. Listen, most of us, we can make it in Hollywood. We're some of the best actors on planet Earth. Baptist Church has got the best actors on planet Earth. Hollywood ain't got nothing on us. Oh, yeah. What planet are you on? Where's your love? Granny, I've seen your love. I've seen it tonight. I've seen these singers tonight, their love. But some of you are looking like a dud. Not trying to be mean. It's where we're at, friend. Not trying to be mean to your people. I love your people. You got one chance of this thing, buddy, and it's over. One chance. You got one chance to keep it right, visitors. Listen, one chance to live a victorious, happy life, and you ain't going to do it at a dead church, friend. What planet are you on? Number four. That concludes our first three planets, the hot planets. Let's look at the other three planets tonight. We will look at the lukewarm planets, if you please. We see the lukewarm planet, Mars. The Greek Roman mythologists call Mars the war planet. When they get ready to go to war, they will pray to this planet called Mars. What's amazing to me, preacher, how the typology in this thing. You see, when people get right with God, they get hot for God, they fall in love with everybody, and they won't bring somebody to Jesus, but they're not if they're careful. They'll let the things of this world carry them out, and the things of this world be their appetite, and they're not satisfied with the church no more. They're not satisfied with the preacher no more. Surely there ain't somebody here trying to undermine the pastor while he's on revival and he's gone several days of the week. And somebody here trying to undermine how to get rid of him thinking you could do it better. I mean, you see, we're living in a time where people don't want to admit they're wrong or ask forgiveness when they're messed up or when they're wrong and they commit sin. So what happens is they turn to the flesh and then they want to make war everybody. Make war with the preacher. Make war with the pianist. Make war with everybody. Ain't satisfied no more. You're not satisfied being hot for God. You ain't satisfied of bringing somebody to Jesus. And you ain't satisfied with the love of Christ anymore. So you just go to another planet called Mars. You just want to make war with everybody. You've seen them before? Oh, yeah. And that's what's going to happen to you if you don't get hot and you don't stay in fire for God and you don't fall in love with him and start bringing the people to Jesus. That's exactly where you're going. You'll get mad at everything he preaches. You'll get mad because he's calling on this one and that to sing. He don't ask me to sing no more. And you just get mad. Oh, by the way, what planet are you on? Mars. They make war. Look at the next planet tonight on the lukewarm planet. It's called Jupiter. The Greek Roman mythologists call Jupiter, they call it the king planet. The king. See what happens, preacher? People get saved with God. They get hot for God. They fall in love with everybody. And then they want to bring somebody to Jesus. But they don't stay hot to that sun of S-O-N. What happens? They go to another planet, the lukewarm planet called Mars. And they start making war with everybody. And when they start making war with everybody, they won't know that they're the king of the hill. I run this church. The deacons run this church. By the way, do you know the qualification of the deacon? Apt to teach. And a qualification of the deacon is to be a servant. There ain't no such thing as a deacon having no power. God's got a chain of command. He uses this man right here. You go outside this chain of command, you're cutting your lifeline, friend. So you deacon, listen to me. I love you. Thank God for you, whoever you are. But when you think that you're going to try to run this thing, all you're going to do is mess up. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, deacons, what planet are you on? You want to be the king of the hill? This man I'm looking at is the man. Boy, y'all are weak for your pastor. You're plumb weak. He is the man. You're still weak. He's the man. Hey, got a little better. You're still weak. He's the man. That's right. You pay me after a while, brother. Want to make war with everybody. But that don't satisfy them. They want to be on top, if you please. I call the shots around here. By the way, when's the last time you ever gave this man a raise? When's the last time, deacons, you ever stepped out of the box and said, you know what? We're going to just give this man another big raise. Why do you have to vote on it? Why do you have to try to just get a count to where you do something for this man? Think about it. When's the last time you ever checked on his retirement? Listen, I talked to a preacher not too long ago. It broke my heart, Granny. He's been in the ministry over 45 years. Spent his life giving to the people. Giving his soul, his life. He went to try to open up a life savings and something he could have retirement for 45 years he's been in the ministry, Granny. You know what happened? The agent said, okay, how much does your church give you now? You know what he said? They don't give me nothing. That agent pushed back his desk and says, sir, your church is ruined your future. You see, he's still young right now. But what are you doing for this man to give him something on down the road? It's your responsibility. Not this. He quit a job. He quit it all just for you to preach to your babies. To make them godly girls. Keeping their souls from dying and going to hell. When's the last time you ever thought about and say, you know what, we're going to buck this Baptist system. You can blow out, listen, you can blow out Southern Baptists all you want to. And they're liberal in some areas in their life. But they're not liberal taking care of their man of God, friend. You can say amen right there. They got a retirement for them. They take care of them. What are you doing? Are you too busy on the war planet or trying to be the king of the hill that you're missing what God has put in your path? One of the greatest preachers on planet Earth. What are you doing? Who's going to take the mission tonight? Who's going to get this thing up? Even look at and check about his raise or check about his retirement. You got one. Every one of you probably got one tonight. Every one of you. You get 65-year-old, you're going to get to draw your retirement rest of your life. I guarantee. I hope he's got one. But I guarantee half the preachers across this country, the church has not even took care of them. You know why? We're too busy fussing and fighting. We're too busy on different planets. Who's going to take the mission tonight and check on those things? This is a message from God. You know what it is. Precious. Precious man of God. It's helped me more than any man I know right now. I know what it is when preachers turn their back on you and people spit in your face and ain't got a friend in the world until God sends the wind by and it's helped old country boy like me to keep on the foreign line, to stay hot for God. I say it's worth every penny you pay. Shame on you. You ain't looked in it to now. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Jupiter on the big planet. Let's look at the sixth planet on the lukewarm planet tonight. The sixth planet I want to talk about tonight is Saturn. The Greek and Roman mythologists call Saturn the beautiful planet. You see what happens, preacher, that people get saved, they get hot for God, they fall in love with God, and they want to bring somebody to Jesus. But the cares of this world, the love of this world, and the things of this world, if they're not careful, trap them and trip them to pull them out. from the things of God. What happens is when they get cold on God, lukewarm, in that lukewarm stage, they get mad at everything. Still repenting, get right, they get mad. They get mad, they don't get it fixed, so they got to argue with the pastor, they got to argue with this, and they're just not satisfied, so they think, well, he ain't going to tell me what to do, so I'll just be the number one. I'll run this thing now. They usually fall in the deacon category, but so they're going to run everything now. I'll make the calls around here. And they don't satisfy there, so they get on that planet of Saturn, and then they want to be styling and profiling. This category, a lot of times the ladies fall in this category right here on Saturn. They start competing with one another. Who's got the best lipstick on? Who's got the best eyeshadow on? Who's got the best ring on? The jewels and so forth and so forth. That's what happens in our churches. We're competing with one another. We're not satisfied with no one. No, with a good fellowship of love anymore. Do you see her? I seen her look at my husband. I'll tell you, she better not look at you one more time like that. I seen him cut your eyes at him, at her, at you. Man, we're messed up right here, buddy. Messed up. You know I'm telling it right. We're just flesh. We do those things. Is it not? Oh, yeah. But I've learned, Brother Brad, if we'll stay and fall in love with Christ, if we'll keep that warmth and that heart for Christ, a lot of these things that comes through our mind that's negative, we can overcome it when we stay hot for God. Paul got to the point in his life, he said, finally, brethren, he said, finally I got to this place. Finally, Philippians, finally I got to where I want to come to. He said, think on these things. Things are mad. Things are rotten. Things that you hate. Things that slander. Things are aim and strife. Are you sure? What did he say? Think on these things. Things are lovely. Things are good. Things are good report. Things are honest. Things are pure. He said, when you think on these things, the peace of God shall be on you. You know why we ain't got the peace of God? Our thinking's messed up. The battle. Son, I feel like I'm, listen. The battle, what the enemy we fight, Brother Rackley, we cannot see visually. We fight an enemy that we cannot see. And it's in our mind is where we war. Now listen, I don't mind. I was raised in Grundy County where they steal hubcaps and grow marijuana and they fight all their life. And they love to fight in Grundy County. I was raised up fighting. And listen, didn't bother me one bit to just go at it with any of them boys. But I can learn to defend myself with my visual eyes of the opponent I'm fighting. But the enemy we fight, we cannot see. We got to fight him with the word of God, with a sword of the Spirit. There's power in the word of God. I love the word of God. Like that old song, I love the old Bible, the blessed old Bible. Light on my pathway, it shines. It keeps me so happy, always so happy. God's wonderful book. Divine, nothing like the Bible. But we ain't learned to fight right because we ain't got the Word of God in here. That's right. What planet are you on? Are you on the war planet? Are you on the big planet? Are you on the beautiful planet now? What about it, ladies? Come on. You know I'm telling it right. You know you got problems with her way she looks sometimes. But there's something about this planet Saturn. Even though Saturn is the planet, you can look up through a telescope and you can see them pretty rings around it. But you know what about those rings? Even though you can look through that telescope, man, doll it in, boy, that's beautiful. Has anybody even seen that Saturn? You know what's amazing to me? Even though it's pretty and beautiful, they say them rings is poison. They're full of gas. You see, what happens is that people in our churches, they get lukewarm. They get mad. They become big. They become beautiful in their own eyes. Their pride sets in. Pride goes before destruction, Holy Spirit before fall. I'll tell you what our problem is. We got a bunch of Baptist people sitting in our churches. They're full of gas, poison gas. You know I'm telling it right. And we want revival. You know why we couldn't get with these singers tonight? Because our eyes was not fixed on Christ. Amen. We was not looking. We was not looking to Christ. We was looking more at the singers, and that's not a disrespect. Your granny, you're probably one of the godliest women, and I ain't never met you, but you had God all over you tonight. Amen. But you know what our problem is? We're focused on really things, who's got it, who don't. Rather focus on Christ. Amen. And that's why we can't worship, because our focus is not right. Where's your focus? It'll all be about Him when you come in this church. The love. What He done for you. Do you got poison tonight? Are you on the Saturn planet poisonous? You got poison in your veins? Think about it. That's what lukewarm does to you. God said, you make me sick, Laodicean. You make me sick. You got money. You got padded pews. You got air conditions. You got vehicles to come to church. He said, you're making me sick. We got a bunch of poisonous in our churches. Right. And all I want to do is glorify Him. All I want to do is uplift Him. Amen. All I want to do is come in and hear somebody sing with a touch of God on their life. All I want to do is hear a powerful preaching, powerful message, and a message from God. We can do those things if we get right. You want revival? Who's in here wanting revival? Amen. Who's wanting revival in this church? Amen. I don't see the hands, because I want God to write them down tonight. You're going to have to get rid of some of the poison you have. You're going to have to get out of that lukewarm stage. You're going to have to move up closer to God. You're going to have to get hot. When's the last time you just stole the rod and reels and the shotguns and all those things that we are blessed with, the activities? I love it better than anybody. But listen, when I find myself drifting away from God and drifting away from the things of God, my Bible reading, it's just simplicity tonight. I find myself lukewarm and I'm not so close to God. I'm tendency to just have, in other words, road rage at times. You better examine yourself. What planet are you on? This job, is your job, are you using your job for excuse not to come? Do you believe there's a lot of people using their jobs that they just won't be here on Wednesday night? They're using ball games. They're using football. They're using golf. Hey, we got it. We can name it all tonight. I'm not here to beat you down. But listen, when are we going to get serious with God? That's what I'm asking you. There was such a touch of God here Wednesday night. Where's it tonight? No offense. God did blow it here. He was just giving us a taste of what it could be. And I got to be a part of it. But that's why God wanted me to preach tonight, where I could just give you my heart. Where's it at tonight, Brother Silas? Where's it at? God's not changed. Where's it at? The power was here. He wanted to get on tonight. But there's too many people want to get done tonight too early. They don't want to wait on God. Done that in your mind. Have a few songs. Get Brother King up to preach. He don't preach long. I think that's what you said. I didn't preach long. But I made sure I was going to cover myself tonight. Gas. Full of poison. The lukewarm planets. You see, you're either hot for God. If you're not careful, you'll get on a lukewarm planet. And listen, young ladies, men, girls that's not married, listen, there's men out there who will try to pull you out of this place. Yes, sir. You sing for God, you got a touch of God in your life, but there's boys out there, I'm telling you, they're full of poison. And there's women out there that's full of poison. And the devil he would love to take your life and just ruin it. Poison. By the way, what planet are you on? Let's look at the cold planets tonight. The first cold planet I want to look at is Uranus. The Greek Roman mythologist called Uranus the changing planet. It's the only planet that spins the opposite from the other planets. Is that right? That's right. You see what happens, Brother Rackley. People get saved, they're hot for God. They fall in love with everybody, won't bring people to Jesus. But if they're not careful, the cares of this world takes them out. The things of this world takes them out. Their Bible reading leaves. They're not interested in Bible. They're not interested in praying. And then what happens is they get cold on God. They get lukewarm. They get on that lukewarm stage, so they don't satisfy them. They won't repent, make right, so they won't get mad at everybody. They won't be the big shot. And they're full of poison. What happens? They get full of poison. But that don't stop there. There's another planets. There's another level you'll go. And you're on the cold, you're headed for the cold planets.
Yes, sir.
You're headed for coldness. Right. And Uranus is what the Greek mythologist called Uranus, the changing planets. What happens is, see, they don't get it right. And they want to change. And there, when they get the change in their mind, they want to change another church. And this is what they say when they leave. Uranus off. I'll make this statement again. If you're in a dead church, run. Get out of there. Don't let your family die in a dead church. God called us to be lively stones, not tombstones. But yet they don't get it right, so they go to Uranus planet and they leave, and the pastor say, "Well, how you doing? We're glad to have you tonight. What's happened?" Well, they ran us off. You ran us off. Brother Rackley, he ran us off.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody ran you off. You just got cold on God. And what happens is you leave. How many people's left here since you've been here? How many people's left since I've been at New Life Baptist? And I done heard that I run them off because I wouldn't let them do this and let them do that. I wouldn't let them bring their skits and their scats and their drama in. Do you get what this world is wanting? They want a drama team. Drama. Do you get it? Drama. That's what's wrong in our churches. We're full of drama. Change planets, and they get mad. They want to change this. They can't change the toilet paper. They can't change the carpet. They can't change the lights. They can't change. And saying, you know what? I'm just going to change churches. Never pray about it. Never find God's will. Never want to repent. Never get it right. By the way, what planet are you headed on? Don't you think one minute it can't happen to you. Right. You can be the best song leader, the best pianist you can be, but your heart gets cold on God, you get out sidetracked with God, you can be on these planets, beloved, by this time next year.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's right. The next planet I want to look at on the cold planet is called the planet Neptune. The Greek and Roman mythologists called Neptune the god of sports. That was... The Greek mythologists called this planet, when they got ready to play their sports, they would pray to this god, Neptune. And see what happens, Brother Ackley. They get saved. They go on fire for God. They won't tell somebody about Jesus. They won't bring people to Jesus. But the cares of this world and the things of this world starts to pull them out. Their Bible reading gets cold, and their prayer life gets cold, and they're not satisfied anymore, so they get mad. They want to war everybody, make trouble, and then if I don't satisfy them, they won't run the place and be the king show. And if I didn't satisfy, they won't be the number one. She wants to be the prettiest one of all. She better not come in here and think she's going to run this church. I run this church. I'm prettier than her, and so forth and so forth. I still got the Coke bottle figure, and I can't help the way she looks, but I am the woman here. But see, they don't satisfy them, then, so they can't, they're not satisfied there. They done caused enough trouble now of being on a lukewarm planet, so they brought poison to the church, and the church suffers for it, and when the poison comes, they leave. And then they change. They go on that Uranus planet, but after that, they go on another planet. It's called Neptune. So what happens is they don't get it right. They don't repent, turn to God, and fix things when there should be reconciliation with one another, when there's aught with one another. So what happens is the void in their heart, the heart that used to be hot for God has now become cold. So now they're trying to fill that void. So what happens is they turn to sports. They ain't got time to come to church. They got to take Junior to ball practice now. They made sports a god now. They made sports their god. At one time, God of heaven was their god, who they loved, who they cherished, who they wanted. But now they've turned to a god of ball. Nothing wrong playing ball. Nothing wrong with it in its proper manner. Listen, I'd rather have these young people on fire for God as they hit 200 home runs, run 14 touchdowns, and shoot three-pointers. Unbelievable. What happened? happens so they can do all that and they die and go to hell. What good have you done? Go ahead and work your 90 hours a week. Go ahead and run up the court, play basketball, football, and some of you like to play golf. I'd rather watch ice melt as to play golf. They turn to a god of sports. Is that not right? Is that not what you've seen for 20, 35 years in the ministry? How many times you've asked them, what are you doing now? How many times you've heard, well, they ain't going nowhere. They're too busy caught up in sports. How many times you've cried and wept and begged God, said, Lord, don't let them get too far. They can't get back. How many times, preacher? How many times that you prayed and begged God, but yet there's some they would not turn and get it right and repent. Yet they're no longer with you because they've turned to a god of sports. By the way, what planet are you on? What planet are you on, Dad? What planet are you on, Mom? There's probably families here that's got plenty of money, and I'm grateful that God's gave you money. But there's also families here that don't have much. But I know there's families here that don't have much. They got God. They got God. And one of these days, the sun's going to shine. One of these days, God's going to shine. You might not have much down here, but you're laying treasures up in heaven. Boy, somebody ought to just let it rip right there. Where no rust can corrupt, no thieves can break in and steal.
Yes,
sir. You stay hard for God. You stay on fire for God, babies. You fall in love with God, God might call you to be the one of the greatest missionaries on planet Earth. I just see you be great for God as to be great for basketball. What about that, Brother Brad? I just see hit home runs for God any day as to hit home runs for the Cubs. Yeah, go ahead. Try to push them. Try to make some. Try to get that scholarship for college. We're messed up. There's nothing wrong with that in its proper place. By the way, what planet are you on? Have you turned to a god of sports? Number three, this concludes our message tonight on the nine planets. The last planet I'm going to deal with is the planet Pluto. This is the planet that's farther away from the sun. It's the coldest planet on planet Earth, Pluto. They call Pluto the death planet. Translated as Hades. See what happens, Brother Rackley, when they don't get it right. They don't repent. They don't fall in love with God. And in this text, keeping his context, he goes on and says, you need to anoint your eyes what I say, that they may see. You know what you need to do tonight? You better anoint your eyes what I say. Because you could be the one that's headed for Pluto. There's a process, see, in this thing of Christianity walk. You're either growing, going, and glowing, or you're backing up, friend, and ain't going nowhere. You're either in or you're headed out. That's just the way it is. You're either in this thing all the way or you're half-hearted in this thing. And if you're half-hearted in these things, as much temptations out there, you're not going to be in this thing long. Babies, young girls, young boys, whether these elders do anything, make this church great for God. Amen. You make it great. Amen. You do something for God. You do something. If you're a member of this church, you ought to do something great for this God. You men of this church, you ought to take care of this man. You ought to make sure he has everything he needs. I mean it. I mean every bit of it. By the way, what planet are you on?